Welcome to Garage à Trois. This episode is going to be different from what Anne and I have done in the past in light of the recent mass shootings in Atlanta and in Boulder, Colorado. We just thought it would be strange to go on as business as usual. So for this special episode, my daughter and CU Boulder graduate Maya will be joining just to talk to me about how we felt about what happened in Boulder specifically and kind of just process things. So again, these are our opinions, and we're just chatting through what happened and how we felt about it. So thank you for joining us. Again, this is Garage à Trois.
Hello.
Hi, Drew.
Hi, Mom.
Thanks for joining.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to tell our listeners that tonight is a special episode because Anne and I thought it would be weird and silly to go on as business as usual with the podcast, seeing as how two mass shootings have happened in the U.S. in the last few weeks. And the one in Boulder in particular hit hard to home because Maya, who's on with us, went to CU Boulder. And I don't know, I'll let you tell us about that in a minute, but I just wanted to explain also to everyone that how funny was I trying to plan this with you?
You were just all over the place. Like
I was like, I gotta do it. No,
very back and forth and indecisive.
Because I felt uncomfortable trying to put myself closer to it than I am. But you know, the fact that I hadn't heard about it. I heard about it. Friends started texting me, "Hey, is Maya okay?" And I was like, "Oh my God, what the F?" And I just started, I immediately went to my newsfeed. And that was like the top story, shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder. Mm-hmm. And my heart dropped. And of course, you moved to Denver over the summer, but like people still didn't know that you'd moved, and they were freaking out, like checking on you. And that was okay. That was amazing to me. And that's how I found out. But tell me, okay. Walk me through your Monday.
I mean, it was a pretty heavy Monday as, I mean, just like my job is a pretty heavy job as it is. So I guess like hearing that on top of everything being in meetings, and then Mean was like, "Did you hear what happened in Boulder?" And I was like, "No, what's
and
going
on?" And it's your
on?
Boyfriend.
Yes.
And your job, we've talked about it. Maya just got a job with Child Protective Services in Arapahoe County. Okay, so go ahead. Heavy Monday. Nick texted you. Did you see what's going on?
Yeah. And obviously, Google was my first thing. And then after that, I was like, okay, I can't really look at this and kind of can't deal with this right now. And then I went to Instagram, and, you know, everyone's posting, like, Boulder Strong and all of this, you know, like, all of the names of the victims and what was happening. And, you know, every, like during Christmas time on the Flatirons, which is the mountain range behind Boulder, they light up a star on Christmas and kind of keep it up in like during Christmas time or the holidays, I should say. And the only other time I think they've lit the star up is like when the pandemic began. And they had to do it again a year later for a mass shooting, which I think is absolutely just horrific. And I think it's like I was super like didn't really want to process what was happening. I kind of was just like, I will have my emotions later and just like throw myself into work and just like try to get through the day.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't until this morning we had a team meeting and someone in my meeting just kind of broke down. She also went to see you and she knew a couple people, two people who are in the store. I don't know if those people were alive or had passed. I didn't want to ask. But just seeing someone like break down about this just like really hit home for me because I feel like I didn't have the time to like process emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone calls it the Boulder bubble. Like, you think, like, it's such, like, it has a very Ventura-y feel where it's very small and, you know.
Kind everyone of, like, knows each other kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's really homey. And I think, like, that's why I loved being up there so much was because it was, like, truly a home away from home. And, it has, like, that kind of, like, hippie good vibes, whatever you want to, like, Ventura feel.
Yeah, Ventura, Ojai, I would say too, you know, like the Ojai vibe.
But oh, definitely. Yes. Definitely. And like, I mean, even going to school there, I don't think I ever really felt like a dangerous presence. Like, I know speaking like to my mom, I'll probably hear some like, don't do that. But I would definitely like walk to places at night by myself, like short distances, of course, but like wouldn't really think about it or like take Ubers by myself just because like
so people felt safe.
Yeah.
I think most people do in their communities, and then something like this happens and reminds us. I mean, the borderline shooting is one of the closest home to us too here. Like,
yes, definitely. I think, it just like so
you were processing,
and. Definitely a processing, but everyone I knew had a very emotional reaction, including myself.
I did too. When Rossi texted me, the first friend to text me to check on you, I was like, oh God. Like, I immediately knew something terrible. I was going to look on the news feed and it was going to be bad. And I mean, I'm sure everyone listening knows what we're talking about. The King Soopers in Boulder on Monday, a gunman killed 10 people, including a police officer who was responding, and just mayhem and
shot up terror. The place.
Yep. And people in the parking lot going up to the store, like,
I think just the reading worst about thing, it. Is like, you know, I've been to that King Soopers many times.
Yeah, I've been to the King Soopers. It's everybody's, like, neighborhood store, right?
Basically. Yeah, I mean, definitely. And, you know, I've
especially
had,
students.
Like, yes. I mean, like, I've had some weird first memories of going, like, my first Christmas tree I ever bought with my roommates was at that King Soopers. Like, such random, like, little things, like my first time being in college and having to, like, you know, live
go shopping
like support and like feed myself is just so weird. And you know, I was talking to Nick about it and I was just like, I mean, it's just crazy. And he's like, I've literally like gone into, like, he was like, I was thinking about it and I've done so many things in that King Soopers. Like, we've picked up his mom flowers from there and he's picked up like me like just like nice things, like where you don't think you're just going to a grocery store. And I think that's like what's so sad is these people, like, I mean, everyone, not just these people specifically, but you live an entire year in a pandemic to do like the one thing that we kind of like are quote like allowed to do, like as an outing.
Right.
You, this occurs.
Yeah.
And like, I know a couple days a judge blocked a ban for
assault rifle ban,
which, you know, and I think a lot of like, go for it. You first.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say there's a good article in the Washington Post. We'll put it up in the show notes about the ban that was just lifted days ago. Coincidence? Who knows? Like, if this guy knew, you know?
Cause yeah.
He apparently bought the gun just 6 days before the shooting, so who knows if those coincide. But, and I'm not really here to get into the gun debate right now. I think guns are fucking a nightmare, and until America decides to do something about it, we're just gonna have to live with this. I just wanted to talk about our experience and our connection to Boulder, and we still have friends there, and that was their store too. It's just like, it's crazy. Luckily they were out of town for spring break, like, but they're like, one of us is there almost every day. Like, yeah. craziness.
I've nannied kids when I was in college, and all like would go into that Starbucks in there and like pick them up something just, you know, for them to be quiet. But it's like little things like that, and never did I think
for them to be quiet
like, oh my god, get your stupid frappuccino, whatever, and just silence for the next 12 minutes on the drive home. But it was just like one of those things where I've been in there so many times, and never in my lifetime had I thought that that is something that could not only happen, like, period, ever, but like it happens at a grocery store in a small town like Ventura. And it's like, it's so heartbreaking. And to see the lack of change, like, as this keeps occurring, like, I think is also just devastating, because.
And a lot of people want to blame the politicians, but we're voting those people into office. So if we want to see change, we have to make it
starts happen with us.
Like, we have to. Yeah, so obviously not enough Americans are disgusted by this kind of action to do something about it. And there's another, well, I was just reading so much about it, trying to kind of prepare.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another good New York Times article, or not really an article, it's kind of I get this morning briefing from the New York Times, and David Leonhardt had written up a couple things. I'll try and put that in the show notes too, about, you know, what we know works with gun control, mm-hmm. what laws work, and the toll of deaths. Like,
I mean, yeah.
And it's not just the mass shootings. Of course, we get the attention when a big mass shooting occurs, and that's defined as four or more people killed, not including the gunmen.
Mm-hmm.
So gun violence across the board, you know, suicide is half of, I think, all gun violence in the U.S. So
yeah,
mass shootings garner the attention, but gun violence just overall is a huge problem. So
yeah. No, it definitely is. And even on the way home today, having, you know, discussing with Nick, like asking like his feelings about it and like where he was at, and just like, I mean, he went to Columbine High School in Colorado, and they're known for their big shooting.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I mean, I didn't forget that he went there, but I forgot to tie that together, because Columbine, of course, is another, it was probably
98.
I don't know if it was. Yeah, but I don't remember if it's the first sort of school shooting. That's the one that I remember, obviously. But
yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's technically the first like mm-hmm. mass shooting at a school. I mean, no, at a high school. Yeah. Yeah, there. A lot of the stories, the articles talk about the links to the Columbine shooting, to the Aurora Theater, Century Theater shooting.
Because mm-hmm. I think that attorney is going, or defend, well, I don't know law logistics, so bear with me. But whoever, the lawyer that worked the case for the Aurora Theater shooting is now.
The prosecutor. Yes, the prosecutor for, okay.
Is doing the one.
He's taking over this one.
Okay. Which I thought was, you know, weird. And Nick said something like super heartbreaking to me, like, you know, it was just kind of like, I'm just sick of tired of like talking about shootings that like happen.
Oh yeah.
Like at my school, that now this, like, I'm just tired of talking about it, and I'm tired of, you know, just like.
And to clarify, dealing. Nick wasn't there when it happened. He to Columbine after it had happened, but it was a legacy of that school and of that community.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go there and not hear about it constantly, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Because I was even like shell-shocked. I was like, oh my God, the Columbine? And he was like, yes.
The Columbine. Yeah.
Yep. Because I remember watching videos about it in like history class and like learning about it and be like, oh my God, this is insane.
And probably having to do drills in school because of it. Like for the girls in elementary school, they call them, or in preschool, they call them quiet drills, not like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Active shooter drills, because you can't
freak tiny children out like that.
Jesus. But they have these drills, like quiet drills, and at school and practice for something like this to happen, which is, if you don't think about that, like, and you still want to have all kinds of guns, then I don't know.
I just think it just says a lot about, yeah, feelings, because people would rather teach tiny children how to hide under desks and have quiet drills instead of just changing gun laws. And I know it's not that easy.
Right.
But I mean, that seems to be the trend and solution, and there needs to be a better one.
And I said we weren't going to debate gun control.
I know.
But,
I know. I'm sorry.
But that's our opinion. Those are our opinions. We know people that own guns.
We know people that, Nick shoots responsibly.
I mean,
like.
Right. And that isn't that's not the issue here. It's just.
No. It's just not tightening
them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tightening those laws up just a little bit. And if you're a responsible gun owner, why would you
have an issue?
Yeah, why would you have an issue? You're a responsible gun owner. That's the responsibility to my community, is to be safe, and I'm going to do that. So I'm going to do everything I can, especially if I want to keep my guns, to abide by the laws that make sense. I don't know.
No,
there's proof in the pudding.
There's proof in the pudding. I hear about calls about gun safety all the time, or lack of there.
In your job. All the time.
Yeah, in my job. And, you know, it's scary and it's frightening. And I just think something's got to give. I would have thought something already gave, but.
Right.
I just hope the littles, you know, just. Something within their schooling, like, changes, obviously. Yeah. Not in their schooling, but just, yes, that's where I'm trying to go.
The kids. Protect those kids. Yeah. It was just sad. I was really emotional about it, even though you're not there, but we have strong ties to Boulder still, and you're not that far away. You're just in Denver and
down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is like a home away from home. It's like the first place I've ever lived that wasn't with you guys.
Yeah.
And the first place I got to be an adult, you know, and live. And I think it's scary just thinking like, oh my God, I could have, like, there were college students in there. I could have been a college student in there, like, or,
right.
You know, older people just going for freaking coffee or whatever, like. Prune juice. I don't know. Yeah. And that happening, like.
No, one of the women that was killed was just shopping for Instacart. She was an Instacart delivery person. Like, I know.
Sweet baby angel.
Nightmare. So, so devastating and sad.
And
people just living their lives.
Yeah.
Cut short.
And I think that's just what. You know, you really never think tragedies like this hit home. And I think the past couple of years with the borderline and this, I think it really just was hard to process.
Oh, sure. Of course.
But yeah.
And, like, Nick's okay. He didn't... We invited Nick on, but he politely declined, but...
Politely declined.
You said he was pretty upset. There was a frat brother or something, right? That he knew that was in the store when it happened and got out safely?
Yes. Yes. And...
The survivor stories are crazy, too. Like, everyone just helping each other and trying to...
Get away
and get help
out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did, yes. He's okay, I think. I just remember his reaction was just...
Yeah, this is happening too much.
Yeah.
Like, he can't take it anymore. Because he's been surrounded by it his whole life.
Yeah.
You guys, your generation.
And, you know, I feel like, even though Boulder's a safe place, I mean, I'm sure there's been times where I've, you know, just made sure I knew where all the exits were and, you know, hoping that I had packed my inhaler so I could run fast enough out of there something were to happen. Like, but that's unfortunately, like, the reality. Like, you know, you never think something like that's going to happen.
Just be aware of your surroundings and try and...
Mm-hmm. Which is just sad.
Yeah, and that doesn't even work a lot of the time.
Mm-mm, no. But a lot of my friends had really emotional reactions. A lot of us, I think, had really almost angry reactions just because, you know...
Like, fucking again? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, probably. I think the most thing was just, like, people... like. We've lived an entire year in a pandemic, and like, this is how you go out. Like, this is how.
Yeah.
People just grocery shopping, get mauled down. And
right when there's like light at the end of the tunnel for the pandemic, kind of like vaccines are rolling out, like people are starting to slowly go, you know, outdoor dining or whatever.
Yes. And I've been seeing this saying all over, like, social media, which I think is truly heartbreaking, is, you know, the pandemic is coming to an end when the mass shootings are starting to happen again. Yeah. And it's like,
No, the other article that I was looking at, also the Washington Post, about, you know, shootings never stopped during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is, shootings never stopped during the pandemic. 2020 was the deadliest gun violence year in decades. Not meaning mass shootings were happening all the time, but there's definitely violence. We heard it all the time in Chicago. Like, not mass shootings, but, you know, killings and shootings. And, yeah, suicide was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, so. Half of those are
all related to our
side. So we just need to do something. We know mass shootings bring the attention, but something needs to change. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And just to feel like safer. I remember I was telling you the next day when I literally called you after I went into a King Soopers. And I was like, I literally need toilet paper. I can't just not have toilet paper. And I have to go in here now. And it was a Tuesday.
The day after.
The day after. Yeah. And
I went to the store the day after, too. I was we were freaked out.
Yeah.
You called me.
I did. Because I always shop with my headphones in and, like, listen to a podcast.
Yes.
Because I just hate going to the grocery store. Now I do online pickup. Things have changed, but I couldn't do it. So I had to go in. And I remember I was like, I'm not going to put my headphones in because I'm freaked out. I don't even want to, like, just to think of, like, I don't want to be here. Let's just get in and out, in and out. And I remember like trying to bag all my stuff so fast and getting so frustrated because I was like, I just need to get out of here. But it's just like, I feel like people should be able to go out and do things and not have that, you know, sense of fear.
Right. But
yeah, it is what it is. unfortunately, for right now.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
And people, and it, time will go on and people will get numb to it. Like the shooting in Atlanta happened less than a week before Boulder, and like,
heartbreaking.
We were like, yeah, oh my God, people are still reeling, and another one. It's like, Jesus Christ. And time will fade and people will get numb to it again, or, you know, continue to be numb to it. I don't get it.
I will never get it, I feel like. But I mean,
we gotta do something.
Yeah.
Vote.
So important. So important.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Okay, thank you for, I know we like, I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm chickening out. I just feel like I don't know what I'm talking about. And
no.
And you're like, you gave me some really good advice.
Well, I was like, oh, it's true. I feel like people.
You are so smart.
Thank you. I did go to college. You know, I feel like people, like, we're humans at the end of the day. And it's just tragic, you know, thinking about everything, everyday things that you do, and just the possibility of something like that happening. Like, I feel like there's just so much stress going on still with COVID and family and everyone continuing to be safe. And I just feel like sometimes people don't think that their feelings are valid when tragedy strikes. And it's like, we're all human. We all feel things.
Right.
And
if you don't feel something around events like this, you're a monster.
Oh my God. Please go to therapy.
Like Ted Cruz.
Please go to
Senator
therapy.
Ted Cruz. Yeah.
He
needs help. Well, thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you for chatting with me. I think it helped me feel a little, not better. I don't want to say that, but
grounded maybe.
I was having a lot of feelings about it, and Harry has been working a lot, so he and I haven't been able to like talk, you know, debrief about it sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And like, just, it's cray cray. And I'm glad.
Yeah. I mean, it took me several days to have that conversation with Nick, so I get it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's not an easy conversation either.
Yeah. True. Well, we love you, Boulder.
We do.
Yeah, let's try and make something out of this tragedy, make something good happen from this and so many others.
Yes.
But
your thoughts and prayers are appreciated, but we need to see some action.
But fuck off.
I don't want your thoughts and prayers.
Go fuck yourself.
Please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks,
Mom.
I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
Love you. This has been Grâce à Toi. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody.